This week, the Washington Post ran an opinion piece from former Michigan Treasurer Robert Klein. Now, to me, the takeaway was the problems facing Detroit and facing Flint are not a matter of unfortunate happenstance. They're the result of official policy. Robert Klein joins us now. So you start out by saying Governor Rick Snyder misused the emergency manager law in an attempt to achieve an impossible goal. What did you mean by that?
When a city has no tax base, an emergency manager is not going to be successful. I mean, we've had emergency managers in the same city several times. You know, they can maybe make a short-term difference, but then a couple years later, the city's back in the same financial mess. Most of these problems aren't due to mismanagement. There are some cases of that. But we have a system in this state that really punishes local government. First of all, MSU did a study that found that we have some of the most severe restrictions on the revenue-raising ability of local governments of any state in the nation. And we've also been, you know, cutting revenue-sharing payments to local governments for the last decade and a half.
Yeah, I want to stop you right there because we talk about revenue-sharing all the time, and I don't think most people know what you mean by revenue-sharing. So let's explain that.
Well, we passed a law in 1998 that said local government should get 21.3% of the sales tax at the 4% rate. That money would go to local governments. They could use it for police and fire and other services. And it's really badly needed because, again, as I said, local governments, other than the property tax, which has been, you know, going downhill lately, they don't have hardly any other revenue source. The amount of money that they're getting now is $585 million less than they would be getting if we had, you know, fully funded that revenue sharing law that was passed in 1998. They've put in an untenable position. I mean, you know, Flint, the average taxable value per person in Flint is $7,785. This is their property tax base. The state average is $32,000. Detroit, I think, is around $12,000. Oakland County has $40,000 SEV per person. So we've set up our cities for failure.
Yeah, you say that no matter what Governor Snyder might have known or not known, done or not done regarding Flint and its water, this is a crisis that was decades in the making.
Right, this is a special situation. I mean, there was some indifference and incompetence involved in this particular situation. But they were, you know, looking to save money any way they could, which probably they wouldn't have had to do if we had given our cities the ability to raise their own revenues or kept revenue sharing funded at the level that it should be funded at.
You say this kind of boils down to the state's hostility toward revenue sharing, and that's because of antagonism between Detroit and the suburbs. What's at the root of that?
I'd say that's one reason. I don't know if that's the only reason. I mean, the state had some difficult budget problems in recent years, which has, you know, put them in a difficult situation and, you know, caused some of these cuts. But I think there's always been tension, you know, between Detroit and the suburbs, and a lot of people, you know, moved out of Detroit because of, you know, there have been racial reasons, you know, the riots in 67, the school district and so forth. So I think a lot of people, you know, feel that they don't want to bail out these cities. They've escaped the cities and they say, well, that's their problem. That's not my problem. I don't want to pay for it. And I think that's an attitude that, you know, a lot of people have had for quite a while.
That's going to be pretty self-defeating for the state in the long run.
It is very self-defeating. And I think this administration doesn't really understand the importance, at least they don't seem to, of our communities, you know, vibrant communities to the state. I mean, Detroit is a real negative for Michigan. A lot of people, when they think of Michigan, they think of Detroit, even though we've, you know, we've got a lot more than Detroit.
Well, the governor says it's America's comeback city.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think so. It's certainly doing a little better than it did, you know. Going through bankruptcy always, you know, helps in the short run. But they still have no tax base. You know, a few years down the road, they'll probably, unless something drastic changes, they'll still be back probably where they were. You know, we have no urban policy in this state. There are a lot of things we could do to help cities, even besides revenue sharing.
If you were advising this governor, I mean, what would you tell Rick Snyder?
One thing, for example, our research has shown that if you have a tax base of, say, less than $20,000 per person, you know, you're going to be consistently having financial problems. So, I mean, we should have some kind of a program that would make sure that every city has the equivalent of $20,000 of tax base per capita. And we could afford it, but the only focus this administration seems to have had has been on reducing business taxes. I mean, we've reduced business taxes by, gosh, a couple billion dollars or more. We could afford to help our communities, but we're not doing it.
Robert Klein is the former treasurer of the state of Michigan and currently a partner at Great Lakes Economic Consultant. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.